Welcome to Three A Combo Podcast.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I am very close to the microphone right now.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Nothing much. Just hanging out, living life.
The sky.
Oh, clever. So last week we weren't here because I popped my ankle.
Yeah.
I was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
I was going downstairs and I slipped. I didn't fall, but
Holy shit, we weren't here last week.
Yeah.
So when you said that their stories weren't good this week or these last weeks, I was like, yeah, but the stories fucking suck. And you're like, yeah, there weren't any. I thought you were just like, yeah, there weren't any, idiot.
Yeah.
But I am the idiot.
You dumbass. No, but I caught myself with my foot and it goes, pow.
Wow.
Yeah, it took about 4 days before I could walk on it normally. And
that
Sunday
sucks.
Sunday was shit.
Yeah?
Yeah. But here I am now, 100%.
Because I'm stronger.
Was the pain in your ankle enough to stop you from masturbating?
Probably would have been, yeah.
But it still happened.
Matt doesn't. Matt's got bitches on bitches.
You know, that's fair.
On bitches.
How do you stack them so high?
And on bitches.
A lot of upper body strength.
You know, that's fair.
Yeah.
It would have to have a lot of upper body strength to lift that massive cock of yours.
King Kong finger.
Yeah.
King Kong finger.
It's got a bunch of hairy joints.
Look, I can pop my dick. Just crack it. You can maybe grab things with it.
It's like a prehensile dick.
I can write with it, guys.
You can't write with one finger, Andy. You idiot.
If you dip it in paint and then...
Well, that means, hey, everyone, I can write with my regular old dick.
I can't.
Well, other than my dick, what's going on today, guys?
Not much. I've been playing a shitload of Diablo 3 still.
Nice. I started playing Final Fantasy 7 again.
I saw that.
Yeah. Friday night. I've been trying to finish It's Always Sunny.
Oh, okay.
I haven't watched that before, so I'm trying to finish.
It's so good.
Yeah,
great job.
It's really good. And I was in an area where I can grind. But I was also drinking, so I was just kind of in a zone of watching It's Always Sunny and being inebriated to the point where I leveled up to like level 17 in this area that's like super early.
Nice. What area?
Because I was just like half paying attention, like hitting A for like 5 hours.
What area?
It's the area, you know when Cloud has to dress up as a girl?
Yeah.
It's just before that.
All right.
There's kind of like an industrial zone. And then there's a park.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you talk to Aeris and she's like, yeah, I like parks. And then you see...
I hope I don't die soon.
You see Tifa being taken away on that carriage.
Yeah, okay.
It's south of that, where you have to fight the fucking house. That stupid house enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have the version that lets you speed up and stuff?
You know, probably. It's the Steam version.
Yeah, I think that does then. You can hit both the sticks or something and it allows you to speed up.
Yeah, I haven't used that. Final Fantasy IX, I used a couple of the things. I used when I had to backtrack or like go somewhere like to pick up something or whatever, I would turn off random encounters.
That's a good idea.
Because fuck that.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. And what else? I could have sworn I did something else. Not like cheating. Because I love Final Fantasy IX, so I wasn't going to give myself like a million gold and all the weapons and all the abilities because I fucking love that game.
I would never cheat.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I did something, but Final Fantasy VII, I need to. I still have some achievements to get, like other people's final limit breaks. So
I quit half my job.
Did
Which
you?
Which one?
Samai.
What?
Yeah.
Did you kick someone in the throat?
No, I quit the other, the bad half. So normally I would go in and I'd clean the school from noon to 5, and then I'd teach from 5 to 8:30.
Okay.
And well, I was super unhappy with that part of the job, so I was like, and there was some threats on my job that I'll share at the end off air as to not be rude to anyone involved. And then I just picked up more hours at Underground. And so now I'm working there from noon to 4, doing the same thing, but not wanting to blow my brains out. And then still teaching from 5 to
8:30. Nice.
Oh, so you're still teaching?
Yeah.
He's still teaching, but
I'm doing the cool thing.
He's busy when he's supposed to be cleaning.
Yeah.
Got it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah, good. Fuck that shit. Don't make people fucking threaten you.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that.
The only person looking out for your professional career is you.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And God.
So don't stand for that shit.
God.
God's always there.
No, I totally agree. And I'm very happy with this change.
Nice.
The 5 hours that was there were making me resent the 3.5 that mattered.
Yeah, totally. Speaking of jobs, on the opposite end of the spectrum, I won Employee of the Month.
Oh!
After taking 2 whole weeks off,
yep.
Let's go!
That's how good he is.
That's how good he is.
Well, you're nominated by your peers, so they just liked me so much.
Thank God Matt wasn't here. Let's give Employee of the Month so we'll go away some more.
Do you get any, like, benefits?
Yeah, I got some cupcakes.
Ooh.
Well, let's go.
And I got a lay.
Nice. Who was she?
Damn. I was trying to formulate a joke there, too.
And I got a $100 gift card to hey. Work.
That's what I was going to say.
To work.
And I bought a fire pit.
That's right. Awesome.
Which is assembled and ready to go as soon as I... There's actually some wood across in the common area. A branch came down and no one fucking picked it up. So I'm going to burn it.
Burn it?
Here we go! Is it one of those Death Star fire pits?
No. Oh. No, it is not a Death Star fire pit. I only had $100
in it. Take it back.
Yeah.
Take it back.
Use it once. Take it back.
So I put it together last night. It was honestly kind of a pain in the ass because it's not that it had a lot of steps. It's that it had a lot of areas where you had to like fit your fingers in to fucking screw a nut. I know. As soon as I said that, Tam smiles.
I'm a big fan of nuts.
So yeah, I got that and I got some knives.
All right.
Like kitchen knives, not.
No, that's fine.
Not like a bunch of pocket knives. I'm like, yeah.
This is how I'm going to defend myself.
I'm going to start my own. I'm going to start my own Boy Scout committee.
Yeah.
All these pocket knives. The other thing that I did over the past week was I finished the like 5th session of a D&D campaign. And nice. I'm all out of written material, so I have to start writing again. Shit.
Beautiful. Have any of your players totally skipped like 3 hours that you wrote?
Almost. But I figured out as a good storyteller how to finagle them back the back fuck into the story.
I still feel bad. We totally fucking did that to Austin. He spent all night writing like a good 5 hours of material for us and we totally skipped it.
The closest thing that happened was I had them on a fetch quest to go get something. And they came to this barren lake with a boat at the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. And we have a paladin who knows a lot about the game. And he's kind of a min-maxer. He's very into his character. Lawful good. If you have the slightest tint of evil, I'm just going to slit your throat.
I hate for paladins for my suck God. Playing with.
And I was like, all right, cool. You do you. Because we also have another paladin from the same clan who's a bumbling idiot. So it's kind of like a a Lenny George situation from Of Mice and Men. Of this paladin is super awesome and does his shit. And this one's fucking sucks. Well, Tyler, the good paladin, is walking, is leading the group, and he's like, all right, fuck that place over there. We have something to do. We're just going to walk around the basin. And I was like, well, goddamn it, they're supposed to go investigate the boat. How do I get them there? So I'm like, oh, okay. I'll have a wood nymph come out and say that they have to go to the boat to help her for some arbitrary reason. So I have the wood nymph come up, and she talks to Tyler and is like, "Hey, Tyler, I need you to go to the boat for this
for
reason."
A thing.
And he's like, "What's wrong?" He's like, "There's an old hag in there that's killing this forest." And he goes, "An old hag, huh?" And as soon as the word hag happens, he takes his lantern off his belt, he dips an arrow in it, and he keeps talking. He's like, okay, what is she doing? He just pulls a fire arrow back and shoots it into the boat. Just from the side of the ravine. He's like, oh yeah, man. That's neat. How awesome. So I was like, fuck me.
He's lawful good, and he just burned a boat with a person in it?
It was an old, like, evil hag. It was like,
you
it was...
still don't burn him to death. God damn.
So what I did was, is I was like, well, this hag can shapeshift. So the nymph was the hag.
Oh, my God.
And so I fucked up one of our compadres, and I kidnapped him and took him on the boat. I was get your ass in the boat.
In the boat.
Man, paladins suck.
So that paladin, mm-hmm. had to leave to go play army, and the bumbling paladin is still there, and so he's trying to make it, and his entire inspiration is, all right, now what would Tyler do in this situation? What can I do to make Tyler proud?
Paladins are fun to play with if like everybody's playing lawful good.
Yeah,
but besides that, like. It's so fucking hard because it's literally everything.
Yeah,
that the paladin's like no, and they're stubborn. Like they won't. You can't convince them.
I think that might be like narrow role playing, like minded. I bet we could. I bet like with a good.
Well, if your paladin's burning people alive,
yeah.
Like,
okay, so I'm like super. I'm super hard and loose, hard and fast with the rules. I'm like.
Did you roll an alignment check?
No, I was like, you perceive it as evil, and your god is like, hey, let's kill bad things. She's in the book. It says that it's any alignment of evil. You're doing your job, I guess. Like if he would have been like, no, it's fine. She could do what she wants. Maybe like that goes against his character.
Did he detect evil before he did it?
No, he just fucked her up.
God damn it. No, we're calling it, guys. That's it.
I'm going to completely take your word for it and burn that boat and everyone in it alive.
You know, to be fair, there was only some conjurated mushroom men and a big shambling mass and a hag that was very annoyed.
Yeah, she's burning. Of course she'd be annoyed.
In the yeah,
this sucks.
The whole reason I wanted to start this campaign was I had this crazy idea for the intro of the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But I was playing with a bunch of new players, mm-hmm. and so maybe if none of your friends listen to the podcast, you could use this if you ever DM. I made them make three characters very bare boned,
mm-hmm.
and then I put them up against an unwinnable fight. And then I killed off two of their characters in the first, and I was like, "You're." Here you go. You get the last one. But, like, we were so new, 1 to 5th ed, I hadn't DM'd in forever, and I forgot to give them equipment and armor. So we were, like, in the middle of the fight, and they're like, I don't know what to attack with. And I was like, use a sheet. They're like, you didn't give me anything. I was like, fuck me. Gotta look this up. It's the most basic thing.
It's an unwinnable fight. Use your fists.
Use your fists. No, I put them up against, like, 10 goblins and, like, a goblin commander, and they were all 3 level 1 characters. With, like, basic equipment. I was like, I'm killing one of you, but you get to play as all 3 of these to, like,
yeah.
figure out kind of, like, how you want to do it.
That's interesting, because that could keep them from, like, using outside knowledge to fill every role
mm-hmm.
that's necessary. Instead, you have, like, an actual, like, ragtag group.
I told them to be, like, hey, put in, I want you, when you make this character, I want you to think of as bare bones as possible. So think of something outside of the universe as inspiration. And then whenever we get into the game and you figure out what it is that you want to play, that's what we'll do. So we have a dragonborn. My brain's not working. A dragonborn that's basically, it's loosely based off of Prince Zuko. We've got a thief that is a pyromaniac and a juggler. And so everything he does, he's all trying to be entertaining about it. So he's constantly in the middle of battle being like, hey, strong guy, pick me up and throw me. This is going to look awesome. And so he's got like, they all have these flaws and faults, but I made them make three characters with those flaws and faults. Because I told them after this level was done, I have no problem killing people now. So now that you've grown slightly attached, don't be dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
So I made him fight a level 20 lich.
God damn it, damn. All right. You guys want to get into gaming news?
Hell yeah, dude. Let's do it.
All right.
What's gaming?
Ravioli. Give me the gamioli.
Here we go!
This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Ravioli.
All right, Monolith says that Shadow of War's end fight won't suck.
Yay! Next story.
Who cares about that? The only good thing Monolith...
excuse me.
The only good thing Monolith ever made was fear.
You will know the meaning of fear if you keep speaking ill. By the way, when I won our thing... I was able to say, like, a few words, and afterwards, I thought I should have said, like, Shadow of War out everywhere October 10th.
Zig, boys!
But yeah, the final encounter with Sauron sucked ass in the first game. Quick time event.
Really?
And before that, the actual, like, fight with the tower was not that good.
Have you seen the commercial of the orc or whatever saving like Timothy?
Yeah, the Not Today Brian.
Yeah, Not Today Brian. Oh, that's a great fucking commercial.
There's two commercials. One with enemy orcs that fuck up people's like cars and stuff, and they say "Eat it, Jerry."
Eat it, Jerry.
And then there's another one with the friendly orcs that like this family's about to pull the plug on their like grandpa, and this orc comes in and grabs the doctor and throws him out of the room and goes up to him. He's like, not today, Brian.
I'll have to check those out.
Oh, it caught me off guard. I was like, what is happening in this 5-second ad that I can't skip? Oh, you hooked me. you got me, YouTube. You got me. I'll watch it.
Yeah, there's been a couple times like movie trailers. I was like, no, I'll watch this again.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Did you see South Park, the Fractured But Whole's difficulty slider?
Yes.
No?
It's so fucking good.
There's a difficulty slider that ranges from easy to very difficult. The closer you get to difficult, the darker it makes your skin.
Oh my fucking God. I know. That's so awesome.
I know.
They can get away with anything.
Yeah.
They can get away with literally anything.
I'm so pumped for that game.
But after accepting it, Cartman will say, don't worry, this doesn't affect combat, just every aspect of your whole life.
Wow.
The first game was good, so I'm excited for this game.
I actually have a system that can play it now, so I'm probably going to pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could play online together.
I don't think it has online.
It doesn't. No. But we can just sit on the phone silently with each other as we play. Well, like back neat. In middle school.
What? No, that's neat. What's neat?
This guy that wrote this article says, well, I think it's funny, it does bring up points about mixing and matching difficulty and race. I know this is supposed to be a jab at racial tensions in America, but if a person of color actually wants to represent themselves in the game, why should they have a harder time playing it than someone else? I guess that's a kind of balancing act Ubisoft was willing to deal with, and hopefully it pays off in the end. Did they not read what they wrote earlier about how it's not going to affect combat?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't. It's not going to affect the game. That's what I'm getting out of this.
I think you get less money is what I saw someone, like, less whatever the in-game currency is.
I
it also might
just fucking not change anything, and it's just
I really don't think this it changes arbitrary anything.
Number. This that this be, that that's the joke of yeah. Hey, how that difficult do you want this to be? Like that's another thing that you could easily do, and then you're actually you're making a comment as opposed to making a statement.
That makes sense.
You're like, hey, this is a thing that happens, ha ha ha, as opposed to. This is a thing that fucking happens, and you're going to fucking deal with it because my programmers put a bunch of ones and zeros in the game.
Yeah.
Those what, racist ones and zeros.
What I'm gathering from this is it's just a jab. It's not actually going to change the game.
Mm, okay.
And if it does change anything, I doubt they force you to keep that skin color.
Maybe you can go to the plastic surgery place that like that was in the first game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, hold on, I'm about to sneeze. Eh. 3 out of 10.
I've heard better.
Well, I was impressed.
So, NBA 2K18 on the Switch.
Hell yeah, baby.
Will require a 5 GB save file per save.
Hell yeah.
What?
That can only be stored on the Switch's internal memory.
Yep. But
5 gigs
got all the power of PS4 in a handheld.
This is well. Apparently, it can't do Plaid.
What?
There is a picture comparing the same announcer on the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. On the PS4 and Xbox One, he has a Plaid suit and a Plaid tie. On the Switch version, it's all solid color.
That's so funny.
This is in addition to a 16.1 gigabyte software update. You'll also need to install an initial 6.8 gigs of data before the update.
So that's basically the only game you can play on your Switch.
I mean, you could just, like, update the memory card. Oh, let's just upgrade it.
Yeah, but didn't it say it had to be internal storage?
It has to be internal storage.
Does that not count for memory cards?
No. It's the onboard.
That's interesting.
Storage.
Interesting.
I'm interested to see how Doom plays on the Switch.
Yeah, like... because
that game looks fucking beautiful.
At this point, so like when the year first started and the Switch was announced in March, I think, March-ish, I was like, there's no reason for me to get a Switch. With Mario coming out and like we've got Wolfenstein 2 coming out and
yeah, that's Doom, the one I'm surprised
and
about.
Like it is a PS4. On the go. Like, you have to sacrifice some things. It is not the newest, best console, but it's a PS4 on the go that you can play with your friends, that has two controllers built into it. Like, as if you're not determined to sit down behind a TV and play, this is a great fucking system. I'm into it now.
You can get one?
I don't have the funds to get one. I'm trying to go to Atlanta at the end of October. I'm going to go play a nerdy-ass card game.
Meet bitches.
Dressed up as a nerdy-ass video game character.
So, from what it looks like here is 2K...
I do have broads in Atlanta.
they used a cartridge that was like... they used a small cartridge. So it requires you to put the rest on your machine, whereas they could have used a 32 GB cartridge, or card, sorry, not cartridge, and it would have just solved the entire fucking problem, because then it would have been all on the card.
Ooh.
It's stupid as fucking hell. They have a card that's only big enough for the main game, so all your saves and all your updates have to be on the machine.
So is this a Switch thing or a developer thing?
This would be a developer thing.
Oh, okay. Because
they had the choice of putting it on a different card.
Okay, cool. So that means that Nintendo didn't fuck up.
I mean,
no.
You could also say it's somewhat of a Switch thing because the Nintendo only has 32 gigs of storage. But also, granted, you can use an SD card, just not with this.
Interesting. Well, basketball games suck anyways, so...
You suck.
There's a funny picture from the new 2K18. Some guy face scanned himself into the game, but he had a blunt in his mouth, and it scanned in the blunt. So his character had a blunt hanging out the whole time.
That's funny. His mom saw it. He's like, what is that? It's a lollipop.
Yeah.
It's a lollipop. It's a Tootsie Roll.
I don't have anything to say about this, but more Overwatch heroes are going into Heroes of the Storm.
Neat. Doomfist.
Xbox One will have 1080p game DVR capture capability soon. Okay. Previously had a limitation of 720p.
I was given 2 free movie tickets on a Friday, and I went to go see The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yeah.
We went to go see it, and then we went to... We changed our movie times to, like, 2.5 hours later, went to Cheeseburger in Paradise, and then went home. We were like, I don't want to fucking go anymore. Unrelated to gaming. I just thought of it again. You said movie, and I was like, lol.
So in games like Final Fantasy XIV, when you buy a house, it's like a monthly rent. And
wait, of like real money or in-game currency?
In-game currency. Oh, okay. I'm sure you could probably use real money to get in-game currency. But
which I do.
But like I used to do this in Tibia way back in the day. Get a house and it's like a monthly rent. Well, they are extending rent for those affected by Hurricane Harvey and Irma. Because they haven't been able to log in to pay their rent.
Dude, you know what's coming to
I don't know mobile? How I feel about that.
What old school games coming to mobile devices, and I'm so fucking excited, is old school RuneScape.
No way.
Yeah. I actually am probably going to get hardcore into it again.
I have not thought about RuneScape in forever.
Yeah, for me, probably middle school.
I hated that game. I fucking sucked at that game. I had like 10 accounts because I kept dying. It was garbage. Fucking garbage.
I love it.
So there is a big Rocket League update coming.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on a Switch, baby. Let's go.
The biggest thing to come out of the reveal is that Rocket League was beginning to work on cross-platform parties.
Ooh, shit.
Because I believe right now you can play cross-platform, but it's just you get matched up. Like, you can't join a party with someone on PlayStation 4, for example. They're going to add transparent goalposts. You can toggle this on and off. They're going to add LAN support.
Wow. Not expected that.
Rocket League is doing away with the alternative maps in competitive and casual. So the ones that weren't, you know, like, completely flat. There were some that were had some raised areas. People didn't like that in competitive and casual. So getting rid of that. They're also adding director mode, which is kind of a spectator camera. AI can predict based on what it knows of the players in the match. It'll predict shots and saves if you hit the ball in a way it thinks it's going to create an epic goal or save.
That's cool. Kind of cool. That's going to be really awesome. Rocket League's like the fastest growing esport.
Dude, it blew up.
Yeah. Huh. That's probably why they're doing the LAN stuff, so that matchmaking's a little easier.
Rocket League's competitive season reward won't be an item for your car. Instead, it'll be an animated banner. It'll show up in the main menu under your name.
That's cool.
Then whenever you score, people will see not just your name, but the animated banner.
Oh, okay. I was like, why does this matter if I don't get to show off to my friends that I'm a big fucking dork?
Seasonal arenas, Rocket League will get a rural farmland map.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
With some
hit a cow by accident.
Bays of hay, barrels of hay.
Over 90 new free items.
90? 90?
Damn. That's a lot.
They're doing everything right. And they're like 4 people over there, the little independent studio. This is awesome.
There's going to be some more events, but you know, I can't really break this down because there's Rocket League's events fucking everywhere. So, if you follow this closely, there's going to be more events. Go look them up.
Cool. I'm pretty sure there's one at your mom's house. Look it up. You're welcome,
Evan. Andy, we need to play Rocket League.
Well, Skyler needs to get his computer fixed.
Yeah, well, we don't know when that's going to be.
After the 22nd.
Oh, yeah. So, speaking of Skyler... completely spaced off my tuxedo thing.
No way.
Until the day after. And then I was like, I was looking through my phone at lunch. I was like, oh, what's today's day? Oh, shit, it's the 12th. So I went and did it that day.
Oh, okay. There wasn't any problem?
No, no. They were totally cool about it. I didn't even have to pay a fine or anything.
I went the day of. I went on the 11th. Was it fucking hot in there when you went in?
No.
Dude, it was so hot in there when I went in there.
No, it was hot.
I was like trying on like the suits that they like get an idea of your measurements and shit. And yeah. I was fucking sweating. I looked like a dumbass.
Sir, are you okay? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and that was when I had that random fever. Like, I didn't have any other symptoms. I just had, like, a 100-degree fever for, like, 4 days.
Neat.
So, I was already hot, and then it was hot in there. It was hot outside, and I'm wearing a fucking suit.
Sir, are you okay? Yeah, shut up and measure me, bitch.
Just fucking measure me!
When we went in, one of the ladies was just watching Harry Potter on their laptop. I was like, nice. Here's the first one.
Right, guys, that'll do it for gaming news. Let's get into technology.
The hype machine is overloaded and our wallets are empty.
Holy shit, that's me.
She can't take anymore. This
Matt,
is technology.
How'd you get in the machine?
Let me out. Verizon is booting 8,500 rural customers over data use, including some on unlimited plans.
The not so unlimited.
Yeah, I know. They were notified this month that they would no longer be on the service provider after October 17th. Verizon Corporate Communications Director Kelly Crummy. Get the fuck out. It's C-R-U-M-M-E-Y.
Oh, wow.
It's Crummy. Yeah.
It's Crummy.
It's Crummy. The customers live in 13 states. Alaska, Idaho, Iowa, Indiana, Kentucky, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, Montana, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Utah, Wisconsin.
I was born in Alaska.
Where are you? Oh, yeah, you told me that. And then you were raised in the South. Right?
I'm not sure I appreciate how you said it, but you're darn tootin'.
The letters they're sending to affected customers are blunt, to say the least. The letters say, during a recent review of our customer accounts, we discovered that you are using a significant amount of data while roaming off the Verizon wireless network. While we appreciate you choosing Verizon after October 17th, 2017, we will no longer offer service for the numbers listed above since your primary place of use is outside the Verizon service area. They are giving no option to continue, no option to reduce mobile data, no option to pay more.
That's fucked up. That's super fucked up.
Business is business, y'all.
And now they say they interviewed some people there and they're like, now we got no fucking choice for internet. Like, we don't have shit out here. So that sucks.
What do you do?
There's some interesting things going on about like companies trying to expand rural internet. I think specifically Facebook is trying really hard to expand.
Yeah, Facebook's a big.
I don't know where where this went, but like I could have sworn Google was doing something with like fucking Wi-Fi balloons.
They were
Wi-Fi balloons.
I know that they stopped Google Fiber because there was too much lobbying and it got too expensive, so they're working on like Wi-Fi options now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So Google Fiber Wi-Fi.
So like those three cities.
Google Wi-Fi.
They're still supported there, but yeah. They stopped expanding because
I know they specifically went to those cities because they were already creating like an existing network.
Yeah. So also, like, fun fact, Omaha would have been one of the first places, but Cox lobbied the fuck out of our senators.
I fucking hate Cox so much. And I hate our senators. So.
I love Cox.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah, because Cox knew they were going to fucking lose.
Yeah. Oh, they were going to lose
hard. They were going to lose so hard.
Yeah. But yeah,
Omaha, I love hard Cox.
Instead of Omaha, Kansas City got it.
Cable companies are such shit. So fucking pissed.
Mad. I love that's hard, shitty Cox.
That South Park episode is so goddamn accurate. Yeah. Where they're just like, oh, yeah. They're just twisting their nipples. It's accurate. You like nipple cocks, Tam?
I'm a big fan of Cox.
Equifax. It's scary.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
I don't. Like, it's so overwhelming, I don't even know where to begin.
There's like 8,000 articles I could read about this.
I email things, I don't use fax.
But like, It's that number of people affected is like basically everyone over the age of 18.
Yeah, they got like everyone's fucking data because they're a credit reporting company.
The Did good you news see that their Argentina servers, the login for the servers was admin and password.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. And they had the patch for the vulnerability that got exploited like 3 months ago and just never applied it.
Admin and password. My sister got a new router and like I immediately was like, let's change the password.
Yeah, you have to.
And I'm not goddamn Equifax.
You know, like the most, I feel that if you hold that information, you that should be like regulated somehow. Like, hey, you need this.
Yeah, you there is a baseline security that you are required to have.
Yeah.
If you're going to hold this many customers' social security numbers and credit information.
I wasn't affected by it.
Do you not have credit?
No. Anytime I've ever used my social security number, I change the last digit by one. So Maryland in Maryland is getting real fucked right now.
I know. I'm actually kind of contemplating paying for like a credit monitoring service because...
You kind of have to at this point.
I kind of have to, and also like we're gonna our next life step is getting a house. Fuck that. We have two cats.
Stealing a baby. No, Andy, do you want me to steal you a baby?
Andy, yes. You should just get a vasectomy now.
I mean,
yeah, chop her dick off.
In the next five years.
Ah, fuck that. Oh no, a kid is never gonna become appealing.
I know. I really
just steal one.
Okay.
They leave them in their cars all the time. Break the window and grab it.
Yeah, you guys should rent a kid.
Rent? I am. It's called being an uncle.
Rent a kid. Yeah.
All right, so huge wafts of smoke from North American wildfires have traveled all the way to Europe.
Oh, man, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah, take that, round earthers.
I love that Kyrie Irving, a basketball player for the Boston Celtics, was like, prove to me the earth is round, but you can't use any pictures, they could be faked. What the fuck do you want? What do we have left?
He just wants a free space ride.
Yeah, someone could tell you the math, but are you going to understand it?
The numbers could be faked as well.
The numbers could be faked as well. This could all be faked. He should just sail to the edge of the earth and take a picture.
You know, the guy that's dreaming up us three is being real specific about this conversation.
Wait, what do you mean?
I was implying that we're not real, but we're in somebody else's dream.
Oh, my God.
Inception. Yeah, and so we're just...
And that person needs to wake up.
We're some of the NPCs. Giving him some ASMR. If you're listening to this right now, fuck you.
Welcome to 3A Combo Podcast.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I am very close to the microphone right now.
Yeah, I guess.
And now I'm going to scratch the microphone.
We'll put microphone in my mouth.
This is another off-topic thing. I'm chock full of it today. I can't fucking stand it when people whistle on, like, recorded anything. If you whistle on a recording, I can't stand it.
I can't stand when people eat.
Yeah?
On recordings.
Whistling just kills me.
I remember Stefan really can't stand that stuff. And I remember suggesting, like, a spoonie to him. And he said, I couldn't do it because the first video I watched, he was eating a burrito. And then he said he was listening to a podcast. And this guy was eating fucking soup.
Oh, God. That would get annoying after a while.
All right, guys. Let's go ahead and move into news. Wrap this thing up so Tam can do whatever the fuck he does on Sundays.
From all around the world.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
And Florida.
It's so damn hot.
This is news.
All right. Arkansas woman used government funds to buy her dog a tuxedo.
What other way would you?
Her name is Christy Lynn Goss. She's an administrative assistant to a judge in Garland County, Texas. Arkansas. Sorry. I don't even know how I looked at Arkansas and said Texas. She is accused of fraudulently charging $200,000 to a Garland County credit card. She purchased things like a diamond bracelet, tickets to Razorback football games, sequin pillows, pet insurance, and a tuxedo for her dog.
That's awesome.
Do you think it was a mistake?
Yeah, it was an accident. She didn't know which card she was grabbing.
That's totally fair.
Yeah.
As she spent $1 billion on her fucking dog.
It was all for the dog. The dog did it. I swear.
The dog did it. He was a bad boy.
Apparently, twins could be trouble for the iPhone 10 if you want to use your facial recognition software.
Eh. I saw... I'll never get an iPhone 10.
Because it's $1,000.
Because it's $1,000. I saw somewhere a picture that said the iPhone 10, $1,000. Every singular item on an old, on a Cracker Barrel menu, $850. No, like when you put it, it's real easy to not buy expensive things when you put it in terms of sandwiches.
I saw
TV looks really nice. How many sandwiches is it? That's 50 sandwiches.
I saw a great picture of a beat up crying Michael Jordan. It's said when you can't call the police because your facial recognition doesn't recognize you after you got your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But I mean, the $1,000 smartphone thing, I guess we could have seen coming a mile away. I mean, they're always more expensive.
Yeah.
They always go up and up and up and up and up.
For a bunch of things that, like, who cares?
All right, I'm glad I got to this story. Woman on a Tinder date gets stuck in a window trying to retrieve her own poop.
Oh, yeah. I saw
this. Hell yeah, dude.
I saw this headline, but I never clicked on it. I was just like, all right, cool. Why was she trying to get her poop?
Liam Smith, a grad student university at Britain's University of Bristol.
I would have used the name Anonymous if I was this lady.
Well, this is the man. This is the guy.
Oh, okay.
He had a nice dinner with a woman he met on Tinder. The night was still young, so he invited her over to his house to drink wine and watch a documentary about Scientology.
And
go on. No.
I think it's that one that talks about how bad Scientology is.
Still, that's not a good way for a first date.
Yeah. Let's drink wine and watch Scientology. At some point, the unidentified woman asked to use the bathroom. When she returned, Smith said she had a panicked look in her eye. Smith said the woman told him, "I went for a poo in your toilet and it wouldn't flush." He then claims the woman confessed to reaching in the toilet bowl, wrapping the dookie in tissue paper, and throwing it out the window. Wanting to be a gentleman, Smith suggested going outside together, bagging up the offending poo and throwing it away. Then pretending the whole sorry affair never happened. Unfortunately, I'm not going to read that pun, Smith's bathroom window doesn't open to the garden, but has an 18-inch gap that is separated from the outside world by another opening double-glazed window.
Oh,
he said it was into this twilight zone that my date had thrown her poo.
Oh, no.
According to Smith, he went to get a hammer to smash the window. His date decided to climb in head first and retrieve it herself, which she was able to do successfully, until she realized she was stuck upside down. I grabbed her waist and pulled, but she was stuck.
Oh, my fucking God.
Try as we might, we could not remove her from the window. She was stuck upside down in the gap.
Next to a poo.
At that point, he called for help. An emergency crew drove up within minutes. About 15 minutes later, the woman was free.
Oh, my God.
I know this story sounds ridiculous. Avon Fire and Rescue, the fire company that rescued the young woman, was able to confirm this with the Bristol Post.
That's amazing. That's the best worst first date ever.
Did they fuck after that? Like, hopefully. She had to give up anal, like, for sure. We know it's clean.
Oh my god, that's so funny. He took a picture of her. although she had been upside down for a long time, with the company of a few spiders and the offending shit, she was fine and pleased to be free.
Can you describe that pun for us? I'm stuck
just
on it.
Just say it. Just say it.
To get her out, the rescue workers had to break Smith's window. A replacement will cost $390, the same as his monthly budget. He has opened a GoFundMe campaign. It seems that many people sympathize with the situation. Smith has received more than $2,700.
$2,700?
He promises to donate anything beyond the cost of replacing the window to two charities. One of them benefits firefighters, while the other builds and maintains flushing toilets in the developing world.
That's so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He said, oh my god, he's trying to let her down easy here in this last sentence. She's a lovely girl. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm really busy with my dissertation at the moment, but I'd certainly be open to seeing her again. Yeah, sure. You're really busy with your dissertation at the moment.
She's going to call him and he's going to be like, huh?
What's up, shit thrower?
What's up, Poops McGee?
I told you, only in bed.
They're out like a date at a friend's house, and he's like, keep her away from the windows.
Mom, Dad, how'd you meet? Well, it was love at the poo won't flush.
All right, guys, that'll do it for this episode of 3A Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3acombo.
Wait a minute. What was that pun?
You can find us on Twitter.
What was that pun?
Twitter.com/3acombo PC. Search for us on YouTube. Email us your nudes, 3acombopodcast@gmail.com. Goodbye.